As we heard earlier, Crimea was officially annexed by Russia today. For our next story, we're looking far beyond that headline to one specific part of life on the Crimean Peninsula, tourism. There are lots of tourist attractions in Crimea. There's Yalta, with its royal palaces and resorts. There's Sevastopol, where Russia's Black Sea Fleet hangs out. And then there's the place we want you to name in our Snap Geo quiz today. It's a bay on the shores of the Black Sea, and it's famous for, get this, its nude beaches. Want to hazard a guess? I'll give you just one more second as we turn to Natalia Antonova with the Moscow News for the answer.
So yeah, no, it is Fox Bay, Lysia Bukhta, and I think it's named Fox Bay because of the red clay in the area. I don't think it has any, like, foxy-ish connotations.
Okay. Has it taken on the foxy connotations?
I don't know. Last time I was there was a couple of years ago, and it's mostly a place for hippies and people with children. Possibly some people do go there to kind of experience more, informal atmosphere. So it's fun. I just, I don't think people go there to hook up, if that's what you're asking.
You know, there are all sorts of images of what a nude beach is, and then there's often a very different reality. How well known are these beaches, and describe them for us?
Fox Bay is one of the most well-known ones just for its informal atmosphere. There's also pretty famous nude beach at Koktebel. It's not that you have to be nude, I guess, but it's just, you know, they're clothing optional and lots of people tend to bathe in the nude. The first time I went to one was a few years ago, and I was just curious about it. And then I realized that the best thing about it is that there are actually these little islands of civilization in Crimea. There's not a whole lot of, you know, cheesy pop music. There's not a lot of drinking going on there. They're actually kind of more European, I would say, in their atmosphere. When people are just like out and about and they're naked and, you know, they're swimming or they're fishing and grilling the fish over the fire or whatever, there's this kind of, I don't know, an Eden-like atmosphere to it, that it's a little bit more innocent because it's all on display and yet nobody seems to care.
And you put out a tweet saying, Russia better not ban nude beaches. Do you think that's a real possibility?
I think with everyone kind of focusing on the bigger aspects of this now, you know, foreign policy pivot, what does this mean? Is Russia going to get close to China now? I guess this whole discussion needs to be a little bit more fun because Crimea is a fun place. That's what people forget because of all the latest developments. I really can't see the Russian government stepping in and saying, well, you can't have this anymore. I mean, maybe some businessmen will move in and develop some of these areas. You know, one of the reasons why I think so many people living in Crimea wanted to join Russia is because they want, you know, more development. They want more business, more money flowing in. There's lots of people living in poverty there. So, like, yeah, I think we will see changes.
Well, in some ways, it sounds like what you're saying is the change might be for the better.
I mean, I can tell you from years of traveling in Crimea and, you know, having lots and lots of friends there, the ones who identify with Russia are very excited about this because they are really tired of the general chaos, you know, because successive Ukrainian regimes have mismanaged the Ukrainian economy. They've particularly mismanaged Crimea. Crimea in the Soviet Union was like the jewel of Soviet tourism. That's where everyone went. Lots of those buildings have now gone to seed. And I think Crimeans just really want a resurgence. They want, you know, normal tourism money. They want a better established infrastructure. And yeah, they're looking to Russia to help them out with that. I don't know how it will work out, whether or not they'll be successful, but there is that hope there, a tremendous amount of hope. I mean, I think everyone who listens to this, you, everyone should definitely, at least for once in their life, just go to Crimea, go to a nude beach, camp out there for like a week. It's a fun experience. It's definitely something that I will remember for the rest of my life.
Natalia Antonova is with the Moscow News. Thank you, as always.
Thank you.